Hi there. The word for you today is on winning your personal war with Satan. In James 4 verse 7 we read, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Once you become self-controlled and alert, and then submitted to God, your next step must be to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When you are properly aligned with Jesus, His power and authority are behind you and at your disposal. Then when you speak or act, you do so not on your own, but as His representative. Think about it this way. When a police officer orders you to stop because you're driving too fast, the entire force of the law comes into operation. If you refuse to stop, you're taking on the local precinct, the chief of police, and the mayor's office, bringing down the full weight of their combined authority on your head. As long as that policeman is aligned with and submitted to those who are over him in authority, when he speaks and acts, they speak and act through him. Are you getting the idea? In God's kingdom, the submitted life represents the king. So, when you speak and act according to God's will, He speaks and acts through you. Even Satan can't break that chain of command, nor can he withstand it. Jesus said in Luke 10 verse 19, "Behold, I have given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Look, when you are submitted to God, you can resist the devil as Jesus did when he said, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then, Matthew 4, 9 and 10, we read, "Then the devil left him." And you know what? When you speak those same words to the devil, he will flee from you too.